B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Keep going. Sound off.
Yes, indeed. It's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. There wasn't a lot to complain about. And we're a complaining town, especially on Sound Off. But if you ever want to get in any praise, that's also allowed on those lines. Andrew, let's see what we got today.
Listening to callers every single day call in and make the excuse for Brett Brown that, oh, they lost on the last shot of the game in Game 7. How could you blame him? No, they didn't lose on the last shot. Did you not watch the last four possessions when they couldn't get a shot up and had shot clock violations for 3 to 4 straight possessions?
It was three. One was his fault. One was out of a timeout. The other two were the player's fault. Because I know this might be hard to believe for a guy like him. Sometimes the reason that a team wins and the reason the team loses is because of the players. You can look like a genius coach if you have the best players, and you look like a buffoon if you don't. The players, Embiid, Simmons, Butler, etc., did not play well enough on those three possessions. It wasn't the coach. It was the players.
The NBA sucked. They had all day Saturday and all day Sunday to play them games, but they waited 9 o'clock at night on Saturday to play that game. And don't give me the West Coast thing. You had all day Saturday. You could have played that at 3, whatever. I can't stay up past 9:30.
Well, I'm sorry that your wife doesn't allow you to stay up late. That's not my fault. That's not the NBA's fault. The Sunday game was at 7 o'clock. It was not at 7 o'clock. The game was in, what, in Portland? Yeah, the game was in Portland. Do you, it's 6, if it's 9, it's 6 o'clock in Portland. You want to get some primetime money. It was 6 o'clock in Portland. It was 9 o'clock Eastern. 6 o'clock in Portland. Oregon.
Yeah, and it's not like it's every day.
Right, like, and Sunday's game was at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock was the game. So why, if they put it at 3 Eastern, that's noon in Portland. Why would they play a noon game? 9 o'clock is about as early as you're going to get on the West Coast because it's 6 o'clock there.
How about noon Eastern? They just play at 9 in the morning.
Why not?
Why
just
not?
Get up. Just get there right away and just start the day because you're not allowed to stay up late.
Well, how do you toot your own horn on this? Real Muto wanted to play. You wanted to give him a day off. You won the argument. And he hits a 2-run homer as a pinch hitter. All you did was sweep a 20-25 team at home, which you should be doing.
First of all, they lost 3 or 4 to that team before. They did. Okay, they lost 3 or 4 to that team before. Also, he needed a day off. He was available to pitch it, and he hit a home run. That means the manager did the right thing because he was able to get the guy to rest. And you know what? I can't with Dave Hayes.
Dave and Gabe are just never going to be on the same page.
They're never.
Ever.
They're never going to be on the same page. Close it down, man.
That's the best of the best today on Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like
water.
Because I don't like
then break it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good night. See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.